Did you know the George and Dragon is considered one of the oldest and most haunted pubs in the UK, and has several ghosts calling it home? The building itself is an imposing black and white Victorian structure, and is said to be haunted by an entire legion of Roman soldiers. The pub occupies land which straddles what was once a Roman road leading out of a fortress. That probably explains why there have been multiple reports from the landlord and customers over the years, of people hearing the sound of marching feet beneath the floor of the cellar, following the exact path of the Roman road. Roman military law forbade the burial of soldiers within the fortress, and so memorials to the dead lined the roads immediately outside. Interestingly, many of the carved and sculpted memorial stones were reused by the Romans when they fortified the north wall of the fortress. The ghost of a Roman soldier has been heard roaming around the hotel rooms, with some guests even waking up to find soldiers stood at the end of the bed before marching off through the door. There may be a reasonable explanation for this occurrence at the hotel. One particular Roman soldier is said to have fallen in love with a beautiful Welsh girl whilst he should have been on sentry duty at the Decumana Gate. He was in the habit of slipping off beyond the walls to meet his love. The young lady was not what she appeared, however, and one night, while she kept the sentry, occupied a raiding party led by her brother, gained entry to the garrison, massacring many of its soldiers who were sleeping in their beds. Roman discipline had been breached, and swift action was needed. Decimation was a form of Roman military discipline in which every tenth man was executed by his own team. The cohort of roughly 480 soldiers would be divided into 48 groups of 10. These 10 would draw lots, and the soldier with the shortest straw would have to be executed by the remaining 9, either by clubbing, stoning, or stabbing. Which one would you pick? It's fair to assume that the Roman soldiers that march up and down the cellars are these very same ones, killed because of the lust of a fellow comrade. So, it seems wherever you venture in this city, you're bound to bump into something of the night, whether it be a frosty chill of a departed landlord, or the soft footsteps of children desperate to find their mother. Many thanks for your time, and travel well this day, just making sure you check twice when you get home, that you've not brought any extra guests home with you. If you've enjoyed your experience, please check out our other walks, or leave us a lovely review across on the App Store, or across on our various social media pages. Thank you.